Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The National Hockey League opens its season tonight after a year off the ice. Last year, the NHL became the first major sports league in North America to cancel an entire season because of a labor dispute between owners and players. Most worrisome for the league is that fans here in the U.S. didn't seem to notice or care. Marketplace's Tess Viglin joins me now from Los Angeles. And Tess, I imagine players and owners are a little concerned they'll be playing to empty arenas tonight.
There has been some concern leading up to tonight's opening of the season, but I have to say a lot of that has been assuaged by the fact that ticket sales have been far better than anyone really predicted. And that's despite the fact that hockey is one of the most expensive pro sports to attend. The average price during the 2003 season, the last season they played, was more than $43 a ticket. And Madeline, that doesn't even count parking and popcorn.
$43. Well, still, it's not going to be an easy road back for the NHL after a year off.
Certainly not. The sport does have some pretty big hurdles to overcome, not least of which is that ESPN decided not to renew its TV contract with the NHL. So in order to find pro hockey, you're going to have to tune into the Outdoor Life Network, OLN. Right now, it's only carried in about two-thirds of the homes with cable. But the network is owned by Comcast, which is the biggest cable operator in the country. So if they've made a decision to really promote hockey, they have the money to do that. Another hurdle, hockey is competing with a lot of other sports for the fans' dollar. So the league is making a concerted effort to promote itself. It's got a multi-million-dollar, multi-episode ad campaign that was actually produced by a Hollywood marketing firm.
And from what I understand, it was the players who lost in this contract battle. So what did they lose?
Well, the biggest reason the season was canceled last year was because team owners wanted a salary cap. They used the term cost certainty, but that really meant that they wanted to know how much they were going to be paying for the players each year. The players' union said over and over again that it would never accept a salary cap, so the season was canceled. Then over the summer, the union basically capitulated, and there's now a $39 million per team cap. That means some of these teams, especially in the larger markets, are paying less than half of what they paid in the 2003 season. So there's more money in the owners' pockets. David Carter of the Sports Business Group says the business model makes a whole lot more sense now.
The problem was that the owners were paying about 75 cents of every dollar they brought in back to the players, fundamentally out of whack. And so it took them a very long time to figure out what was an agreeable point in the middle. And now they have a much more reasonable model. Whether it's enough to really revive the sport, again, is going to take a couple of years. So first, second, third, I think it came down to money, money, and money, as it usually does.
And that, of course, is the familiar refrain in so many sports these days. And later today on Marketplace, we're looking at why the government is spending $2 million to sponsor a robot race across the desert.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.